كان خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم فذكره وهو في حديثه، ثم قالت: أتقرأ سورة المؤمنون؟ اقرأ قد أفلح المؤمنون إلى العشر. قالت: هكذا كان خلق رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. رواه النسائي. Finally, respected brothers, if we have to look at the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, ulama explained, they say, generally acts of ibadat or acts of worship, or salah, or zakat, or hajj, etc. If you analyze and look at the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, this only comprises about 33% of the Sharia, one third. What is the other two-thirds of Sharia? They say more than two-thirds of the Sharia of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what he brought. Even if you look in the books of fiqh or Islamic jurisprudence, what is caught in the madrasas, etc. If it's a five-volume piece of work, Kitab al-Salah, Kitab al-Sawm, Kitab al-Hajj, this will comprise only about one or one and a half volumes. The other three and a half volumes, what will that be? They say, teaching this human being how to interact and live with his fellow human being. Majority of what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam brought comprises of that. Unfortunately, nowadays, our whole concept or idea of what is deen is generally constricted and confined to what we call aspects of ibadat. So that in the masjid, we find that the person portrays one thing. Certain amount of dindari, certain amount of piety seems evident. But the moment the same person goes outside the masjid, whether he's in his business place, or he walks in his house, or he's dealing with his children, then he's a completely different person he becomes. Because our understanding and perception of what is deen has become very, very limited. We have confined it. One person once, he came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Was a Bedouin. So he says, Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, deen is akhlaq and character. So he went away. And then, a little while later, he came from the right side. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, akhlaq and character. So he went away. Then he came from the left side. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam told him, akhlaq and character. So he went away. He was a Bedouin, simple person. Lived in the desert all his life. So this answer, this response didn't make sense to him. Because he's understanding what we understand deen to be. Maybe salah, zakat, hajj, jihad. And here Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam saying, akhlaq and character. So he came from the back. Ya Rasulullah, what is deen? So then Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, bye, you don't want to understand, you don't want to accept what I'm telling you, alright, don't become angry, that is deen. La taghdab. Don't become angry. One person came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he said, oh sinni ya Rasulullah, Nabi of Allah, give me advice. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, don't become angry. So he said, give me more advice, he said, don't become angry. He said, give me more advice, he said, don't become angry. He said, give me more advice, he said, don't become angry. He said, give me more advice, he said, don't become angry. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me more advice. He said, don't become angry. He said, Ya Rasulullah, give me even more advice. He said, don't become angry. Seven times, same question, same answer. So much of emphasis. If you look at the wealth of ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam pertain to the development of the akhlaq and character of the ummah. Someone once came and asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? Somebody asked you today, what is Islam? What will answer? He said, the five pillars, that's Islam. They asked him, Ya Rasulullah, what is Islam? He said, Leenul Kalam, Itamul Ta'am, to speak kindly to people. To have a soft attitude when you speak. And to feed people, he said, that is Islam. In other words, akhlaq. Someone came and asked Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, what is Iman? He said, As-sabru wa-samaha. To have patience and to overlook, to be kind with people, to be tolerant, that is Iman. Someone came and asked, Ayyul Islami Afzal, Ya Rasulullah, what is the highest form of Islam? What is the highest Islam? What answer he gave? He said, Man salim al muslimuna min lisanihi wa yadi. That person from whose tongue and hands other people are safe, that is the highest form of Islam. That is, every time he opens his mouth, these things may seem trivial. We find, my respected brothers, if we just have to analyze and look at our lives, how much are these things really there? Every time we open our mouth, are people safe? What comes out? Are we in any... Do roses come out or thorns come out? Do we encourage people or do we hurt the hearts of people? Backbiting, malicious, spreading malicious rumors, carrying tales. This has become almost a way of life for us. He said, when that person from whose tongue and hands other people are saved, he is a Muslim. That is the best Muslim. Allah Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi could have said, that person who spends the whole night in Salah or every day he fasts, he is the best Muslim. Someone asked him, Ayyul Imani Afdal, what is the highest level of Iman? What is the highest level of Iman? He responded and said, Husnul Akhlaq, good character. That is the highest level of Iman. Akmalul Mu'minina Imanan Ahsanuhum Khuluqa. He said, the most kamil, the most complete, the most perfect believer, so far as his Iman is concerned, is that person whose akhlaq and character is the best. So this akhlaq and character has to be learned, my respected friends. The famous hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, he said, Bunya al-Islamu ala khams, that the foundation of Islam is on five things. Unfortunately, we have restricted and confined Islam to these five things. What we don't realize, my respected brothers, is that one is the building itself, the other is the foundation. He said the foundation is these five things. He didn't say Islam is these five things. Bunyal, Islam starts with these five things. Shahadat of La ilaha illallah, Muhammad Rasulullah, Salah, Saum, Zakat and Hajj. This is the foundation. If you put foundation, that's not the end of it. You know, they say sometimes to finish a building off, those that are involved in construction, they'll tell you, to finish a building off costs more than putting the building up itself. And if you don't finish the building, if there's no light, there's no water, there's no electricity, there's no comfortable furniture, etc., that house, you may have built a palace. You may have built an absolute palace, but if you didn't finish it off, leave inviting anyone else to stay there, you yourself won't stay there. They say sometimes it costs you 1 million to put the palace up, it costs another 2 million to put the finishes. Just ask the Maskarat and you'll find out. This type of carpet and that type of the furnishing color must be like this and that must be matching like that. So much more emphasis on the finishing. In our deen also, he said, Bunyal Islam. Islam starts here. What is the culmination? What's the perfection? What's the completion? For that we have to look at another hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, wherein he said, Bu'ithtu li utammima makarim al akhlaq. Allah Ta'ala sent itmam. This word li utammim, itmam means culmination, completion, perfection, to take something to its height. So he said, the completion, perfection, the height of my deen is what? Makarim al akhlaq. Akhlaq and character. How you are supposed to interact with your wife. How the wife is supposed to deal with the mother-in-law. How what is the right of the wife? What is the right of the mother? What is the right of your father? What is the right of your staff in your business? How are your financial, your social interactions supposed to be? One of the main causes, my respected brothers, for why these things are not present in our life is because this requires ilm also. It requires knowledge. And unfortunately nowadays we are too busy to acquire the knowledge of deen. That is why there's fires burning in the homes of the ummah. How many homes? I'm digressing now. Husband is fighting with the wife, you don't see to my mother. You don't look after my mother. You don't do this for my mother. You don't do that for my mother. If you look in Shariat, if she makes khidmat of your mother, it is her ihsan. You are supposed to be making your mother's khidmat. You are supposed to be looking after her. You are supposed to be seeing to her needs. Fires are burning in the homes of the Ummah because of things like this. One Sahabi, his name was Harisa bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Amongst the galaxy of Sahaba, two Sahaba especially were known among Sahaba ikram for khidmat of their mothers. One was Usman radiallahu ta'ala and the other was Harisa bin Nu'man radiallahu ta'ala. Aisha radiallahu anha says about Harisa bin Nu'man that he would comb the hair of his mother. He would clean, remove the licks and lice from her hair. He would oil her hair. He would cook food for her. He would break the morsels of food and feed his mother. And such was the level of respect he had for his mother, that if his mother told him to do something, if his mother told him to do something and he didn't hear the first time, he would not give her the taklif of repeating herself. But he would ask his wife, he would leave the room and then ask his wife, what did my mother say? So that I may carry out what she asked me to do. It was the practice of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam that after Fajr Salah every day, he would ask Sahaba Ikram if they had seen any dreams. And he would interpret those dreams. Sometimes he would relate his own dreams. So one day he told Sahaba Ikram, Nimtu, I was sleeping last night. Fara'aytuni fil Jannah. And Allah Ta'ala showed me the dream of Jannat. Allah took me to Jannat in my dream. فَسَمِعْتُ صَوْتَ قَارِئِ I heard the qiraat of someone in Jannat. Someone was reading Quran where? In Medina. Someone was reading Quran in Medina. His qiraat, Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam says, I heard in Jannat. Where's Jannat and where's Medina? So I asked, whose qiraat is this? The response was given to me by the Malaika that is the qiraat of your Sahabi Harisha bin Nu'man. Harisha bin Nu'man was reading Quran in Medina. Allah's Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam could hear his qiraat in Jannat. And then Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Allah gave him that maqam and status because of the khidmat that he made of his mother. He said, إِنَّ الْجَنَّةَ تَحْتَ أَقْدَامِ الْأُمَّهَاتِ Jannat is under the feet of the mother. When it comes to khidmat, we want the wife to make khidmat. We are not prepared to make khidmat. We are not prepared to see to the rights of our parents. Because if a wife, a good wife should do it, definitely, for consideration of her husband, she should do it, no doubt about it. But to make this an issue of arguments, to make this an issue of disputes taking place in the home is because of lack of knowledge. So that is why it is very, very important, my respected brothers, that we acquire the knowledge of the ahadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, that what he brought alive in his ummah. Like I said, I was digressing. The point we were making is, why is it that majority of his teachings, we say almost 66% pertain to this aspect, and only 33% pertain to aspects of ibadat? The reason ulama give is that Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was sent as a rahmat and a mercy for the entire humanity. His fikr, his concern was for the whole world. If you look at the world population today, your salah, your zakat, your tirawat, your zikrullah, your hajj, only 1/5 of the world population is exposed to that. What is the medium, what is the instrument by which the rest of humanity is going to learn about Islam? What is the medium or the instrument by which the rest of humanity is going to be attracted towards Islam is when this ummah will incorporate in their lives the akhlaq and character of Janabi Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. That is the thing that will make, like Muhammad Latsa, one of our elders, he says, if you bring within your life the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sometimes when you see a ripe fruit, just when you visualize or you look at that ripe, lovely, fresh mango, you can see the juice in the thing. Just by looking at it, your water comes in the mouth. He says, if we will bring the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam alive in our lives, the non-Muslims will look at us and water will come in their mouth. They will want to become like this. That is why Sahaba used to say, kunu mithlana, become like us, and people used to flock towards Islam. The first riwayat, Sa'd bin Hisham says, I asked Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen radiallahu anha. Again, I'm digressing. We'll notice most of these riwayat, which Hazrat Mawlana Yusuf Sahib rahmatullahi alayhi has chosen under this chapter of Akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. We'll find that the narrator of majority of the riwayat are the family members of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Because they say the starting point of your akhlaq and character is where? Is in your home. Your wife, your children, your parents. If you want to know the akhlaq and character of a person, the same will ask his wife. Nowadays, like we heard, they say the only time the wife will speak good about the husband is before she's married and after he dies. In between is very, very rare or scarce that you'll find any wife saying anything good about her husband. Because that akhlaq and character is not there in our homes. And we see most of these riwayats. They say, Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam said, Khayrukum khayrukum li ahlihi. The best amongst you is best to his family members. If you want to know the akhlaq and character, you can bluff the whole world, is very easy. If you want to know the akhlaq and character of a person, that you will find from his parents, you will find from his children, you will find from his wife, you will find from his staff. They will tell you about the akhlaq and character of a person. And you see that most of these riwayat, the first one, Sa'd bin Hisham says, I asked Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen, tell me about the akhlaq and character of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said, don't you read the Qur'an? I said, yes. So she said, his akhlaq and character was the Qur'an. In other words, he was a living Qur'an. Abu Darda radiallahu ta'ala narrates that I asked Aisha radiallahu anha about the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. She said his akhlaq was the Qur'an. What Allah invocated happiness with in the Qur'an, he would become happy with. And what Allah ta'ala invocated anger with in the Qur'an, he would become angry with. Zayd bin Babanu says, we asked Aisha Ummul Mu'mineen that, O Ummul Mu'mineen, how was the akhlaq of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? She said, do you not read Surah Mu'minun? Referring to the first 10 verses of Surah Mu'minun, where Allah Ta'ala says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ الَّذِينَ هُمْ فِي صَلَاتِهِمْ خَاشِعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَنِ اللَّغْوِ مُعْرِضُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِلزَّكَاةِ فَاعِلُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِفُرُوجِهِمْ حَافِظُونَ إِلَّا عَلَىٰ أَزْوَاجِهِمْ أَوْ مَا مَلَكَتْ أَيْمَانُهُمْ فَإِنَّهُمْ غَيْرُ مَلُومِينَ فَمَنِ ابْتَغَى وَرَاءَ ذَلِكَ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْعَادُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ لِأَمَانَاتِهِمْ وَعَهْدِهِمْ رَاعُونَ وَالَّذِينَ هُمْ عَلَى صَلَوَاتِهِمْ يُحَافِظُونَ أُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْوَارِثُونَ الَّذِينَ يَرِثُونَ الْفِرْدَوْسَ هُمْ فِيهَا خَالِدُونَ. No time to go into the details, but the first 10 verses of Surah Mu'minun, wherein Allah Ta'ala describes, Allah says, قَدْ أَفْلَحَ الْمُؤْمِنُونَ. The mu'min is successful. How successful? He is the inheritor not just of Jannat, but Jannatul Firdaus. Hum fiha khalidun. He will live therein forever. If he will incorporate the aspects which Allah Ta'ala mentioned, Alladhina hum fi salatihim khashi'un. A mu'min is one who in his salah, you will find him devoted in his salah. His khushu and khuzu in his salah. When it comes to vain, useless talks, when it comes to ghibat, backlighting, when it comes to tuhmat, slander of others, Walladhina hum anil lagwi mu'ridun. You will not find him involved in anything like that. Zakat is the order of Allah, he carries it out. He protects his private part, he controls his gaze. Except where Allah Ta'ala has made it permissible with his